Well, good morning, everybody. How's everybody's week? Pretty good? Right on. Well, this morning we're going to talk about a little thing called perseverance and what exactly it is to persevere. So we're going to look at why we must persevere and why we must rejoice in sufferings, why we must rejoice in trials and temptations. So I've got a question to ask. Have any of you had a struggle or a situation where there seemed to be no escape? A situation that seemed so dire and desperate that the urge to give up became overwhelming. Are you in that situation now? Do you feel overwhelmed? Do you feel that there is no one who understands? Well, I believe James did. So in James chapter 1, verse 2, he says this: "Consider it pure joy, my brothers, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith develops perseverance." So perseverance. What is this perseverance that James is talking about? The Free Dictionary online defines perseverance as this: a steadfast persistence in a course of action, a belief, or a purpose. So what is implied here by James saying, consider it pure joy? James is saying, consider this a joyous occasion that you are being tested, or better yet, that your faith is being tested. So not necessarily your feelings or your thoughts, but your faith and your trust in God. You know, but considering the situation that we find ourselves in now and how painful or sorrowful they may be, how could James possibly consider to say, consider it pure joy? Well, I think that joy comes when the perseverance is found in our faith, that through our faith, we find the strength and courage to persevere. So let's look at Job in Job 3, verses 25 to 26. Now, we all know Job, how he had monumental struggles and monumental tests. He said this: "What I feared has come upon me. I have no peace, no quietness. I have no rest, but only turmoil." He's ready to give up, but for some reason he hangs on, and he does not. Even his own wife tells him to curse God and die, but he does not. Have any of you felt this way? I know I have. Poor Job had everything stripped away from him: his children, his land, his home, his livestock, everything. He got to the point where even his wife told him to curse God and die. He never did. He persevered, and he was blessed in the end for his persistence in faith in God. That's a short version of his story. So I've said that I've felt this way. Well, shortly after I came to know Christ, when I came here to this church, I come to the abrupt realization that Lindsay and I's marriage was failing. And like a little child, I pointed the finger at her. I blamed her for everything. I didn't see that anything I was doing was wrong. I didn't see that I was hurting, that I was actually struggling. And those were the reasons that our marriage was faltered. I failed to see that my past and my suffering in that past was causing me to play the victim. So I wasn't really persevering. I was looking for a way to get around having to actually work through something. And it caused serious damage. So it was not till later on that I confessed to God my issue with my past. That through some of you here today, and you know who you are, God, through you, helped me to persevere. He answered my prayers. He helped me to fight through my past and my struggles and trials. He helped me to persevere in those struggles and trials and turn my focus from myself onto my wife, onto selfless service to my wife. God restored our marriage. So, and through this struggle that Lindsay and I together grew in our faith and our trust in God. So the Apostle Paul spoke of perseverance in Romans chapter 5, verses 1 to 8. He says, therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have gained access by faith into this grace, which we now stand. And we rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. Not only so, but we also rejoice in our sufferings. So there it is again. We rejoice in our sufferings. Because we know that suffering produces perseverance. Well, he lists as well what perseverance we gain from perseverance. So in perseverance, we gain character, and in character, hope. And hope does not disappoint us because God has poured his love into our hearts by the Holy Spirit, whom he has given us. You see, at just the right time, when we were still powerless, Christ died for the ungodly. Very rarely will anyone die for a righteous man, though for a good man, someone might possibly dare to die. But God demonstrates his own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Paul is saying here that Jesus is our way out. It's through Jesus that we persevere. He died for the ungodly, us. Jesus died for us. We are justified through our faith in this sacrifice, by this giving of free grace. So it's not by our own works or our own efforts that we persevere. It's through our faith and our trust in God that we persevere. So let's put this life straight so we can stop playing the victim, so that we can stop feeling sorry for ourselves when things go wrong, so that we can stop being scared. We'll be courageous. We will stand. So that we can stop living in the dark world that God calls us not to live in. So that we can stop hurting ourselves and those we care for and love. God calls us to be the light of the world. He calls us to be salt and light. He doesn't call us to drown in self-pity and to use that self-pity as an excuse for what we say or do. So that we can live in his light, so that we can live a life that is of selflessness, not selfishness, so that we can live in confidence, not fear, so that we can love God as he loves us, so that we can let ourselves be loved by God, and in turn, allow ourselves to be loved by others, so that we will turn from our sin, so that we will turn from our sufferings and our struggles in faith. Now, God willingly put his son on the cross to die for us so that we will persevere in faith, so that we will trust and above all love. We are called to persevere in faith so that said faith will grow, so that our trust in him will grow, so that our love will be multiplied in that faith, that trust and grace, so that our fears, hurts, and sin will melt away. We will persevere. So consider it pure joy indeed to persevere. Consider it pure joy indeed to suffer and to struggle because that pure joy should be considered a way by which we come to a much deeper still faith and trust in God. And yet, even still deeper in love with Jesus. So there is hope for those of us who have faith, for those of us who trust, for those of us who dare to persevere. There's also hope for those who do not believe. Because today, you can come and give your life to Christ. You can give up your selfish fight. You can give up your hurt. And you can give your life to Jesus. So, will you today be forgiven? Will you be justified and redeemed? Will you today be loved beyond all of your comprehension and understanding? Will you today accept Jesus and in doing so, persevere from your past life? So right now what we're going to do is we're going to play a song by the Casting Crowns. You have that, Gabe? It's called Here's My Heart. And I would invite anybody who has a heavy heart today, who is struggling with something, who is fearful of something, who is lost, not sure what they're thinking or feeling, I would invite you all, whoever you may be, to come to the altar and to give it to God. Just lay it before Jesus and just ask him to take it away so that you will persevere. So, Gabe. Okay.